everything he's done for me. This morning is probably the first morning, first Mother's Day, that I can honestly say that I've not spent it with my mama, Kevin. But you know, I thank God for my mother.
Yeah, sure.
Why? Because she gave me a drug problem. She drugged me to church everywhere she could put me. And I thank God for that, even whenever I didn't want to go. She made me go, and she'd give me a whooping and send me anyway. And I thank God for that. But you know, I got to studying about Mother's Day and whatnot, and not just to puff my wife up or anything like that, but I got to reading over there on Proverbs 18, I believe it's verse number 22. Says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad the Lord gave me a wife, not a woman that I got to make my wife, and I'm glad he gave me one.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. And then I got to studying over there about the potter and the clay.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad to know that I'm still always in the Master's hand. And I ain't no finished product. By George, he's still working on me. Thank God for being here. Thank you for what I can feel. People goes through life, and I've been there. I've been in them services with people that's been there for 40, 50, 60 years and ain't never moved, ain't never even heard a testimony. But you know, I have to say this. I'm glad to know that he is real in my life. He just ain't something that people read on the pages or talk about. He's real.
Bad when you go to church all your life, 53 years old, and you don't know when you get what you're going to sing. It's pretty bad, ain't it? But I'm glad God's faithful to us.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony did mention this song. There's some things that I've done in my life, I'll never do that again.
Amen.
Right.
I've made some bad decisions along the way,
brother. And
I've learned by that by experience.
Oh, yeah.
But there is some things I've done I'd like to do again, and some things I for sure do again.
Yeah.
Some places I've been I'd like to go back.
Right.
Some places I don't ever want to go back.
Amen.
But I'm glad one day I got saved.
Yeah.
I'm glad I found the Lord. Yeah. And there's some things I'd do all over again.
Hey.
And we'll just sing about that today.
If I had to start all over and relive my life, there's one thing that I started with Jesus, and with him I'd stay. Oh yes, I'd do it all over again.
And I'd do it.
Give me
just let everybody sing right there where you're at. Everybody knows this.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know if
that's
right or not. Yeah.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar. Then I shall bow in humble.
appreciate the goodness of the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
And I believe I'll preach this for a minute. If you got your Bible, let's open up the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 17. Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. And I was thinking, we just had a good time in the Lord all day. God's been helping us. And even back in our prayer room, and little Parker, he had our prayer room today. And he got to reading on one of my favorite scriptures. He said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." That's pretty good, ain't it?
Amen.
I get to thinking about that old thief. And sometimes, Gavin even sitting in a place like this, when the Lord's moving, he's stirring her heart, I get to thinking to myself, and I think, "Lord, I don't deserve this." I'm being honest with you. I get to sitting here thinking, there's Christians all across this country that they never have, Jerry. They never have experienced really the Holy Ghost coming by their way, Josh. And to think that God loves us enough that, listen, it's not uncommon for God just to come by our way. Boy, I thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for it. And you ought to thank God for it.
Amen.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verse 11. Luke 17, 11, you pray for us. I'll not preach long, or I'll try not to, but I'll preach till I get done. Luke 17, 11 says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men, which was lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voice, and they said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go and show yourselves unto the priests.' It came to pass that as they went, that they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." Let me read that last part again. "He said with a loud voice, he glorified God. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answering and he said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed?' He said, 'But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto them, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time, and to God to say we're thankful to be here tonight is a vast understatement. God, I thank you for the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. And to God, I thank you for everything that you've done for us all day long today. I mean, God in heaven, let me just thank you for that. God, for being so kind to us. And God, I thank you for loving me when I was unlovable. I thank you, God, for treating me the way you've treated me. And God, I know, Lord, today, Father God, and that we deserve to be treated like an old dead dog. And but God, I thank you, Lord, nonetheless. You've moved me right in. Let me sit at the King's table. And God, eat from your table all these years. I thank you for what I've seen. I thank you for what I've heard. I thank you for what I've felt. But I thank you most of all. And God, if I hadn't seen nothing, heard nothing, or felt nothing, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who died for my sins. And Lord, some 2,000 years ago. And the Lord, I bless your high and holy name. I pray, God, you'd help me tonight and to preach one more time. And to God, give us unction from on high. Help me, Lord, to deliver the message as it is to people as they are. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've been thinking about this for some time, and Lord, just I've been stirring in my heart about these different passages of Scripture, and I want you to understand. I believe it. The Lord would have us even the way the whole day's just sort of been, had just sort of been jubilant, and folks had just been praising and worshiping the Lord, and giving thanks unto His good and the high and lofty name, extolling the Lord. If you would have it like that, but boy, I got to thinking about this. questions, and they heard me the question, and then I'd really just like to ask everybody, as far as going after God, how much of God do you really want? How close to God do you really want to be? I would say this. I think by and large that most folks under the sound of my voice this afternoon desire at least to be closer than what they are right now. I have little doubt in my mind. Listen, friend, that with each passing day, with each awakening breath, you think, boy, I'd like to draw just a little closer to God. I want to feel a little more of Him. I want God to speak a little louder. I want Kevin to get a little smaller. I want Christ to get a little bigger in my life. And I want it more every day. I got to thinking about this. And if you'll bear with me, I'll preach what I feel like. That's the message the Lord have for us tonight. Here's the question. If you really do want more of God, do you have the heart for it? Amen. Do you have the heart for it? Here's, you get to talking to folk, and there's sometimes about things that's maybe difficult. And it come down to this, you could say, do you have the heart to do it? If you've got the heart to do it, it's not really anything you couldn't do. If it's on the inside of your heart, you really want to go after it. But the question is, do we want that much of God? Amen. I know this for absolute sure. We can't do without Him. Amen. Listen, American churches and the Baptist churches are grown notorious for wanting less and less of God and wanting more and more of man. Amen. But where we're standing at today, I think we all know in this room at least, we can't do it without the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we can't do not nothing. We can't sing a melody. We can't preach a message. There can't be any testimony. It's got to be seasoned with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And so I want you just to notice here in this passage of Scripture, I got to thinking, and I was going to try to keep my coat on because I got liberty. I've got barbecue sauce all over my shirt, and y'all just ignore that, all right? I wish I'd have brought two, but I didn't, all right? But listen, I want you to notice in this passage, I got to thinking about our heart. I got to thinking about where we stand. And boy, we've all been in very much trouble. You understand, when you was born in this world, you didn't have a very good heart. Amen. I was thinking about little Tough and his heart problem. And the truth of the matter is, when we was born in this world, we all had a heart problem. And the Bible would call it in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 21. It teach us that we've got an evil heart. Right out of the gate. But thank God for Hebrews 10:22. And when the Bible said, and let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, and having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Amen. And so I thank God there's a cure for my evil heart. Amen. I thought about some folks today. They've got a foolish heart. And the Bible said the fool hath said in his heart that there is no God. Now listen, friend. I want you to understand. It's the difference between your head and your heart. You'll never get into the kingdom of heaven head first. You'll have to go heart first. Amen. And now listen. Hey, praise God. I want you to hear me. You say, well, what's the difference? Some folks, they say, well, there ain't no difference between your head and your heart. That's all the same thing. That's just old colorful Bible language. But I'll tell you this, and I want y'all to listen to me. There's a lot of ladies that I have known their names. I've got their, I know them in my mind. Ladies in this room that I know, Miss Sheila, I know Miss Esther, I know Miss Joe. Those are people in my mind. But there's only one lady in my heart. Amen. Y'all understand the difference. Thank God. There's a lot of folks, they've got him up here. But thank God he ain't never got down here. Amen. I'll tell you what happened. Thank God. Listen, way back in 2004, 2003, whenever Allison was a Hagler at that time, she got inside my heart. And I'll tell you what started happening. I wanted to spend time with her. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you how. I probably shared this with you before, but this is how it worked. Now you just bear with me and my folly for a minute, and I'll get there, all right? But here's how this went. At first, she was in my head. I thought, she's pretty. I like her. Amen. And I thought, you know what? I'd like to spend at least an hour with her. And so I did. And we went out one time. And then Brother Delmer Savage, I got thinking, I like that hour so good. I think I'd like to spend a weekend with her. Amen. And so we would go out on Friday night. And we'd go out on Saturday night. And we'd go to church on Sunday. And before long,
long, that wasn't enough either. And so what happened was this. On Monday, I'd say, what are we eating for supper? I'd get up and go to school. And she'd go to school. And then we'd eat together. And we'd spend the evening together. And I got to where I like doing that every day. And I got to where I liked it so much. I said, I think I'd like to do this for the rest of my life. Amen. And I'll tell you this. 20 years later, it's better now than it ever has been. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. It was a time, thank God. And whenever I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and it wasn't just coming on weekends, and it wasn't just showing up for an hour service, but I thought, Lord, Lord, I'd like to talk with you on Monday morning. Amen. I'd like to talk with you Tuesday evening. And listen, like old Enoch, hey, you get to liking walking with God so much that God will just take you one day. Amen. And go spend the rest of eternity with Him. I'm saying, thank God. God needs to get in our heart. Amen. Hey, some folks, listen, I've got a foolish heart, but I'm glad God's got a word for that as well. And you say, preacher, how do you correct a foolish heart? How do you correct it with wisdom? And Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, and piercing and dividing asunder soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. Hey, so dealing with the heart. Hey, listen, there's a lot of folks got heart problems. Hey, some got evil heart, and some got foolish heart, and some got wicked heart. I mean, listen, but thank God. You remember the day God gave you a new heart, amen. Hey, listen, thank God. I took out that old stony heart. I'll tell you how it happened. Listen, this is how it happened. If you got born again, this is how you got born again. Hey, you came with a broken heart, amen. So, hey, listen, that old dark, blinded heart right there in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Listen, if our God gospel's hid, it's hid to them that's lost. He said, thank God, I'm telling you, friend, for the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, that should shine unto them. He said, for we preach of the Lord Jesus Christ and ourselves his servants. He said, for God, who hath commanded the light and to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. Amen. I'm saying this, friend, I came a day at the sweet Holy Ghost has shined down in your heart and let you know what she was, and it broke your heart, amen. And you came to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and God already made a promise. He said, whosoever I come unto him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he said, I will in no wise cast out, amen. I'm just saying this. Thank God for a new heart. Aren't you glad for that? Now, do you got the kind of heart, amen? I mean, listen, we're just looking this. Do you got the heart for it? I mean, do you got the kind of heart? I started to preach this about 400 different ways. As a matter of fact, every day I've woke up, and for the last 2 weeks, this scripture's been the same, but the thought's been different. I may preach it till the Lord comes. I don't know. But I'd say this to you. Is your heart in the right place? If your heart's not in the right place, you probably don't have the heart for this, amen. I'll tell you how you know your heart's in the right place. It'll follow wherever you're treasures are at. Amen. That's what the Bible said. For where your treasures are, there will your heart be also. And you know why most folks are not interested in Christ? They ain't got no treasures in there. Amen. Hey, you want to know why folks ain't got much more interest? Listen, we're getting into lake season, and I'm not against lake season as long as it doesn't coincide with preaching season. Amen. But you know why most folks are interested in the lake in our day? They got more money at the lake than they got up in heaven. Amen. And they've got more money tied up in the razors. Amen. And then they've got up on the other shore. Oh, that's right. Thank God. Smile at me and say amen right there. I'm just saying this. When our heart gets in the right place, we'll get a heart to go after God. Amen. I want you to watch this. Three things we've had. And just three things real quickly, and I'll be done. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 11. And the Bible says it like this. He said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed in the midst of Samaria and Galilee. I want to say this to you, friend. And the first thing I thought about is that Christ is available to everybody with a heartbeat. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? I mean, thank God there's no Calvinist here. Amen. I mean, God's available to everybody with a heartbeat. And now there's some folks that don't understand what that means. But I'll tell you this, thank God. I do not believe, friend, that there is folks that was either ordained unto life or ordained unto death. death before the womb. I believe just what the Bible says. He lighteth every man that cometh in this world. He's the propitiation, and not for our sins only, but for the sins also of the whole world. I believe that God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe that God's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm telling you, thank God. I'm glad, friend. If you're here and you've got a heartbeat, Christ Jesus is available. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Hey, so many folks don't know what that is, but I'm glad, friend. As soon as my little heart, I went thump, thump. As somebody testified this morning, I don't remember who it was, as so many, and it was so good, but it was all for the Lord. Hey, somebody testified this morning that even before I was formed, God in heaven knew me. Psalm chapter 139. Oh, I'll tell you this, friend. Before I ever, I've told you this, but this makes me happy anyway. If it's worth saying the first time, preacher, you told me it's worth saying again. Amen. I want you to listen to me, friend. Well, before Christ ever got in my heart, I got in his heart. Amen. Well, before I was ever, I'm talking about, look here, friend, 1981 years, and before I was ever in this world, and however far back you want to go, and just before my ever heart, and before anybody, my mom ever heard it on an ultrasound, and before there's ever a little pitter patter, and there's a God in heaven, and it looked down through eternity, and said that boy's going to be born a sinner, and he's going to need a Savior, and thank God the Lord Jesus Christ, contrary to the Gaither song, there was no search in heaven made. There was nobody running around trying to figure out who was going to go. Oh no, friend, it had been agreed in the Godhead before there ever was a world that the Lord Jesus Christ would come and thank God die for our sins, that the Holy Ghost would draw men unto him, and that he would take us to the Father, and that all three of them would tie us up and bind us up in him. I say thank God. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm simply saying this. Thank God he's available to everybody with a heartbeat. Boy, I'm telling you, when Kelsey sings that song, there's a remedy. Man, that stirs me up. I think no matter where you go, black or white, we don't sing that song no more, but when I was a little boy, we used to sing that little song, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Y'all remember that old hit, man? Listen, that's still true today. Amen. I mean, from coast to coast, from border to border, and everywhere between. I mean, listen, if they're breathing, Christ came for them. You can go into the jungles, you can go into the streets, hey, you can go into the country, you can go to the city, hey, you can go in the jailhouse, and you can go in the church house, and everywhere and in every pew, and every situation you'll find them. I mean, listen, friend, the Lord Jesus Christ came for them. Amen. And the Bible said he came to Samaria. I'll tell you what that means, thank God. That means he'll come. He's available to you no matter where you came from. Amen. Don't you think? Praise God. Amen. And let me just stop right there. If I took praise breaks, I'd take one right there. Amen. I'm saying this, friend. It's good when you look back over your life and you say, this is where I came from. I mean, listen, I want you to understand. Oh, my friend. Hey, probably if we went in your past, we'd find some drug runners and probably some moonshiners, and we'd your past probably look a lot like Christ did. Have there be some harlots in your past, amen. Have be some people in your family had nobody much wanted to associate with. But I'm glad as we sit right here tonight, and no matter where you came from, and the Lord Jesus Christ is available to you, amen. I'll tell you what the Bible says. I mean, right here it says, now this, Jesse, this makes me happy. I'm going to try not to, if I stand back there, I pretend not to preach this. I get to moving around, though. I'm just going to mind the Lord, all right? I know, now listen, the Lord's been helping us, and I ain't about to throw the brakes on if I can help it. I want you to listen to him, and I want you to hear me. I thank God it says he went where he went. He does not say, Brother Joe, it does not say that he went into the borders. Boy, if he went into a border town, Mary, that means that some people could get to him a little closer than other people could. But that's not what that Bible reads. When the Lord went into Samaria, the scripture said he went into the midst of it. Amen. That means he went right dead center. That means, thank God, that there was equal access all the way around that thing, right to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, listen, now I know there's some people, Bobby, and they think they're a little closer to God. But I want you to know something, friend. There's only two people. There's only two places you can be in Christ. You're either in or you're out. Amen. There ain't nowhere else. Amen. My life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. You're either in or out. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. I'm glad that the Lord showed up. And when he showed up, he got right in the midst. He's available to whosoever will. I mean, just... it's sort of amazing to me how the Holy Ghost just comes by and just, I mean, just starts dealing one person's heart after another. Brother Nancy goes by from pew to pew and he gives an invitation. He says, what about you? What about you? And it's not because of who we are, just because of who he is. Now listen, I got to reading about this, Lisa. You know what I found out? I got thinking about this. I want you to listen to me. Son, the best I can come up with, there's 50,000 people, it said, that was in Samaria at the time of Christ. 50,000. 50,000 people standing right there where he's at. And I want you to listen to me. He's Christ, whether anybody responds to him or not. He's 50,000 deep in this place right here where he's at. And there's less than 10 that come to him. I got to doing the math on that, Joshua. That's less than 0.02% of the population came to Christ. And the boy is right there in the middle. And I'll tell you what got my heart, Davis. I'll tell you what got me, son. It's that every one of them, whenever they die, they're going to realize how close they were to the very Son of God. Have they never called on his name? Boy, listen, I'm going to tell you, wouldn't you hate to die and to find out when you lift up your eyes in hell that the one that redeemed you from it and the one that paid the ransom price was right in your midst and you just went on your merry way? I'll tell you, if there ever was something that ought to get in our heart, it's that when Christ shows up and gets in our midst, we ought to pay attention. Amen. Do you have the heart for it? He's available to whosoever will. Man, I want you to watch on here what Scripture said. He's available to everybody with a beating heart. Man, I like what the Bible says here in verse number 13. Verse number 12 says, he entered into a certain village. He said, and there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. He said, and they lifted up their voices. I'd say this to you, friend. He's available to anybody with a beating heart. But he's accessible to anybody with a heavy heart. Amen. And now if you've got the heart for it and you want to get a little closer to God, I want you to now look up here at me. Everybody look up here. Hey, listen. I'll tell you this. If you really want to get a little closer to God, how you want to get a little closer to where you're at, how you get some burdens going through your life, I mean, you get some heaviness, some persecution, some weightiness in your life. How many of these folks that say, oh, I want to be closer to God? Well, I'll tell you how that'll come. Amen. And the Bible teaches us, therefore, in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, he said, but we glory in tribulations also, and knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, and for the love of God which was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, friend. You're starting to get a heavy heart and you're saved, you will get closer to God. Carry a burden. You get to putting one of them on your back. Get to throwing one of them on your shoulders there. You get to packing around a burden. And I'll tell you what you'll do with that burden. You'll start trying to make your way to Christ. Hey, man, now listen, give you three things out of this real quick. And I know everybody's belly's full, and I know everybody's eyes are heavy. I understand that. You just stay tuned with me just for a minute, will you? I'm going to ask the Lord just to help us for just a minute. I want you to hear me for just a minute. It doesn't make no difference how big the problem is. Amen. You understand, leprosy was about as big a problem as there could have been. Leprosy was, it'd wreck you. I tell you what, I got to reading about that. That said that it'd wreck you physically. It's a nerve condition, and the digits would start to fall off, and you'd start getting deformed. It'd wreck you spiritually. You couldn't come to the house of God no more. It'd wreck you emotionally up here in your mind. Had to leave your family, had to leave your home, had to do all those things. It would wreck you financially, and no longer had any money. I mean, it was a death sentence. It was about as hopeless as a cause as there ever could be, except for one day the Lord Jesus Christ has stood right in the midst. He made himself available, and there was some folks that said, thank God, our hearts are heavy. Let's reach out to the Master and see if he won't help us. And he did. Doesn't make any difference how big your problem is. It don't even make any difference how many your problem is. Ain't it something? Now, if he just healed one leper, that'd been something special. Wouldn't it? Amen. Been something special if he healed one. But what about 10 coming at him at the same time? Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't wipe no sweat off his brow. He didn't scowl. He didn't say, well, one of you's I could have helped, but I don't know about 10 of you's. I'm going to tell you this, if every leper that ever entered into Samaria's borders had a came to him, Kim, all at the same time, and thank God they'd all called on him at the same time, it would not have strained the Lord Jesus Christ not one ounce to heal every last one of them. And thank God, it wouldn't have taken any more virtue out of it. It'd still be God. Hey, listen, friend, been able to do it all if they'd just come. These folks, listen, it's good to have a heavy heart from time to time. Don't y'all agree with that? I think in our day we've about lost that. Book of Jeremiah says, what burden? That's the Baptist cry in our day. Nobody wants to carry a burden. Act like a burden is something that we ought not have. Hey, listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to have a burden. Hey, there's people around you dying and going to hell and you ain't got a burden, there's a problem. Amen. Hey, something wrong, thank God. Folks sitting in the house of God, never take up a burden for those around them. Never take up a burden for the sick. Never take up a burden for the lost. There's a problem, amen. I'm asking, now, if you want to get close to God, you got to have a heart for it. It'll be a heavy heart. Amen. You got the heart for that. I'll tell you, listen to me. If you want to get close to God, you'll just lift up your hand and say, hey, Lord, let me start really feeling and bearing other people's burdens. It'll bring you closer to God. It'll bring you closer to them. No matter how big the problem, no matter how many of the problem, but I want you to notice this, no matter how far off they were when they had the problem. I don't maybe do nothing for you. Hey, some of these things I could run on. This says they is afar off. They wasn't close. No, when they had their problem, they're so far off from him, they couldn't touch him. Couldn't get a hold of him. I'll tell you what I was reading about. I read about this. That what we would call leprosy today, we call it Hansen's disease. This is what it said about Hansen's disease, Brother Darrell. Said that it affects the nerves so bad, Brother Rodney. It said that it'll get down in your voice, and said you'll never find a leper that's not hoarse. You know what I think they did? Now, this is a Kevinism. You take it or leave it. Do you know what I think they did? I think they all knew that if only one of them lifted up their voice, probably wouldn't hear them. Now, we know he would have. He would have.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
But in their mind, they probably think he wouldn't hear us. So I think they all got together and they said, let's do this. They said, let's all cry out at the same time. Let's all just, you're hoarse and I'm hoarse. And we can't get our voices above a whisper. Let's all get our whispers together. Let's all say them just as whisper them as loudly as we can whisper them. Man, you know what maybe that don't help you. But boy, when we get in the house of God, somebody goes up and prays. You know what's a good trend about going and praying with them? Is there something about hearing other former lepers all around you. Amen. And all the little former lepers that are around you are where their voices are hollering out the same thing that you. I'm telling you, thank God, whether this is helping you or not, it's a helping me. I'm preaching to me. I'm a helping me right now, all right? That boy, that's something about Brother Matt hearing those other lepers getting together and just lifting up their little hoarse voices and saying, Lord, we know we're all afar off. How about we believe we lift up our little hoarse voices all together and we believe that you'll hear from heaven and help. I don't know if you know it or not. I don't know how far it is from here to the throne of God. How about it's a pretty good piece, amen? How about I'll tell you this, say something about how whenever the people of God get together and get to crying around the throne of God and get our minds and hearts situated on the same thing and bearing a heavy burden, calling on the God of heaven and somehow or another, and then it doesn't seem like it's so far off anymore. Do you got the heart for it? Now, if you got the heart to get close to God, I'll tell you this, and a beating heart will make him available. Heavy heart, that'll make him accessible. I want you to watch this. If you really want to get close to God, y'all know where I'm going. If you're with the message, if you're listening to me, you already know what the next point is. I mean, a beating heart will make him available. A heavy heart will make him accessible. A boy, a thankful heart. You want to get close to God? I mean, do you got the heart for it? Do you got the heart for it? Now listen, I want you to hear me. The Bible teaches us, thank God, I'll bless the Lord at how many times? Somebody help me with that. All times. How many times is that, you reckon? When you're blessing the Lord, I mean, now listen to me. I want to help our church. I feel like God just stirring up a spirit of revival in our church. Let me just be a pastor for just a second. And boy, I'm talking about it stirs my heart. But friend, if we really want to get close to God, I don't want just one family or one person. But boy, I'd like to see the whole church get there. And I'll tell you how the whole church, how we'll move together. If you've got the heart for it, if you've got the heart to get close to God, I'll tell you how you do it. Start getting thankful for what God's done. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about thank God. Not thanking God when you get a check in the mail and you didn't know it was coming. That's good. I'm talking about thanking God before the check comes and you think you're about to go bankrupt. I mean, listen, I thank God. We ought to thank God when the healing comes. But can you thank Him when the sickness is there? Amen. Hey, thank God. I think we ought to thank God whenever it feels right. I'm still going to thank Him when it feels wrong. Y'all listen to me? Amen. I want you to watch this. I'm done. I want you to watch your Bibles. If I can watch mine, you pray, Lord, help me see. Just a second. Scripture teaches us this in this passage of Scripture. Whenever they come up to Him and they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Right after that, it says one of them, two verses down, says one of them, when he saw he was healed, he turned back. Boy, one of my favorite parts said with a loud voice. Now listen to me. I'm going to give you what I feel like the Holy Ghost put in my heart. I think our praise ought to be louder than our prayers. Now I want you to listen to me. Is that right here in this case? This feller's prayer was a whisper. It says so. Is that right, Joe Burns? Is that what your Bible says? I mean, it says, boy, whenever they lifted up their voices, but the Holy Ghost saw fit, Brother Dustin, when it got down there, time to praise Him. He didn't lift up that hoarse voice no more. It was no longer a whisper. He said he lifted up a loud voice. Yeah. I'll tell you sometimes, now listen to me. Sometimes we may, the best we can do is whisper up our prayers. But I think our praise ought to be a little louder than whatever our prayers was. Amen. Now you may not have to always tell it in the church house, but I'd be concerned if you don't never tell it in the church house. Let me rewind that one right there, back that nut. Let me start right here where I was at. You might not always tell it in the church house, but I'd be concerned if you don't never tell in the church house. Are y'all listening to me? Hey, say lift it up with your praise will be louder than your prayers when you get a thankful heart. Your praise will be louder than your prayers. You start getting thankful to God, And all those things that you've shed tears over and broken hearts over, and the best you could say is help. When God comes by and he moves you from that place and he takes you to the other side, the rejoicing on the other side ought to be louder than it was going in the valley. Now I want you to watch this. Not only ought your praise ought to be louder, but I want you to hear me. Your praise ought to draw you closer. Here's what this is scripture teaching. Now watch, I'm done. I just want you to stay tuned. Stay tuned just for a minute, 2 minutes. The Bible says he turned back and he thanked God with a loud voice. And somewhere whenever he turned around and seen him, he must have said, that's not good enough. Y'all agree if that's right? He had to. At first he turned back. That was more than anybody else did. That's more than everybody else did. He turned back and he said with a loud voice, he said, thank you, Lord. And he said, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't got leprosy no more. My voice is loud. He said, the Lord must have healed me. Yeah. That's real good for me to holler it. But I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I don't know how far the distance was. The Bible says he was far off. How far you figure that is? Pretty far. Amen. I wish some folks would get a hold of this and I'll be done. Boy, he was afar off. He turned back while he's afar off and he hollered out that he was thankful.
Yeah.
But the next thing you find is the Bible says that he fell at his feet. He said, no. I want you to now watch this. There ain't no time stamp between the one and the next one. You know what I figure probably happened? I figure somewhere or another else he's thanking him. You think that's right? Whew. I think what he got.